He's getting the slow, the comments where is the song?
And come back and...
What should we practice?
Oh gosh, I had a lot of reverb. Thank God I had a lot of reverb.
Give you another class, you know. Like, why should we practice? I mean, we've got it down. I was Randy Fingy, you know, before he joined the Batman Turner. And you were, but I mean, for a minute, I thought you were really him. I wanted to make love to you. I wanted to bow before you, you know.
You think Randy and Bert ever got it on?
Of course they did. I mean, Randy and Bert. They're Randy and Bert. Coming. Batman coming. It's all there. It's more obvious than the missing shoes and the separate crossing of the 28F. Bert coming. Batman overdrive. Randy.
There we go. 13 years ago, tomorrow actually, for that one, that was night two of Reckless Eric and Amy Rigby live at the Stew Dome. They practiced that one for like an hour. they could have used another hour, I think. But I'd have gone insane, I think. I was cutting vegetables and fruit at the time. Ah, yeah. This day in rock history. Crazy, huh? Chronicled in the song we heard before that, University of Song by John McKinnon and the Big Beat. Yeah. And at the top of that set from the album... A Working Museum, Tropical Fish. The current album at the time from Reckless Eric and Amy Rigby. Hmm. Oh, things like that used to happen. Can you believe it? I sometimes can't. So last week I picked up a record from the Electric Fetus. I actually picked up four albums from the Electric Fetus in Minneapolis. Even though I never left town. How'd I do it? Well, it was the most frustrating record shopping trip I'd ever had. I did it via Messenger. I stayed home, but the missus and the kid went down south for a wedding. They went to Minneapolis, St. Paul to be precise, to go to a wedding. But the day after... They swung by the Electric Fetus for me, and they did a record flip through the sale bins for me. And, it's something we need to perfect. It's very frustrating, very frustrating. Still, I wound up with four real gems. In particular, one we're going to listen to a bit of right now. Going to listen to a big chunk of it, in fact. And it's a record that when it came out, I completely missed it somehow. Or maybe I knew about it and I thought, oh, well, I'll check that out later. And then I never did. And why not? I don't know, because it's pretty great. And it's a double album, and it only cost me $15. Heck, I got another double album, but only cost me $10. Maybe we'll talk about that next week. But, this thing, it's called Can't Steal My Fire. It's the songs of the great David Olney, who, ironically, passed away sitting next to Amy Rigby in a songwriter's workshop. It's true. Can you imagine? What a devastating thing that would be. You're in a songwriter's workshop. You're playing your songs. And here's this guy singing a song. And right in the middle of it, he literally drops dead. Down the road, I think you can actually look at it kind of humorously and smile and say, well, geez, if you're going to go, that's the way to go, you know? But anyhow, David Olney, great underappreciated songwriter from Texas. He played the Winnipeg Folk Festival once, and I got all excited. I didn't know as much about him as I knew I should, but I knew he was a pretty legendary guy. I was familiar with some of his stuff, and it was back in the days when I would do the media thing, and you could interview people and stuff, and you put in your requests, and I thought, ooh, I wonder if David will have time for me. I mean, he's a legendary guy. I don't know if I'll actually, you know, he'll be able to work me into his schedule. Well, it turns out I was the only one who wanted to interview David Olney. And still, and I was real nervous about it because I'm not that bright. And David Olney, clearly an extremely bright person. And I thought, I'm just going to make an idiot of myself and this guy's going to hate me. But he was the nicest guy in the world. And even though I didn't know nothing, it was a great little chat. I don't know if I have that on tape somewhere or not. I should try and find it. Because it was a wonderful little time I spent backstage with him at the Folk Fest that year. And told me all about being Steve Earle's roommate for a couple of weeks. It didn't last long, I guess. Steve was like that. But yeah, this record, it's so great. There's all sorts of folks on it. And we're going to hear a bunch of them right now, including David Olney himself. Which is, wow, you won't believe it when you hear it, but it's worth sticking around for. We're going to hear in this set from a guy who, maybe you can tell me something about him. I meant to look him up, and I didn't get a chance, and I'd never heard of him before. A fellow by the name of Afton Wolf? Huh? I don't know. I know nothing. But wait till you hear his version of this David Olney song. It's unreal. Not what you're expecting. We're also going to hear Greg Brown. We're going to hear the McCrary Sisters. And, of course, we'll hear from Steve Earle. But here, singing probably David Olney's best-known song, a lot of folks have covered this one. In fact, folks from this here city have even covered this one. Emmylou Harris's version, probably the most widely known. But this one, you know, most people that do cover it, they pretty much stick with the standard arrangement. You know, they just go with David's arrangement and it's fine and it's wonderful and it's a great song. But this version, man, Lucinda Williams really knows what to do with a song. This is called Deeper Well. We'll be right back.
Angelina made me well, made me well. my soul. With a cool hand on my brow, she was with me from the start. I felt the fever from my brain, and she placed it in my heart. By the sick man's bed, with a love I feel for Angelina, oh, perhaps I'd be better off dead. Oh, sister Angelina, make me well, make me whole. Angelina, please remember I'm just a man when you're praying for my soul.
Dig me a hole in the cold, cold ground. Officer, I know that this must look a little strange. Me standing here naked, begging for small change. There's whiskey on my breath. There's some red in my eyes. You probably think I'm drunk, but it's just a disguise. You see, I work for the CIA on a very important case. If you was to arrest me now, it'd be a national disgrace. That's my story. That's my story. It's hard to believe, but I swear it's the truth. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Open the door, honey. Don't leave me standing out here in the rain. I know you're angry. Give me a chance to explain. When you hear what really happened, I know it's gonna please you. You see, I got hit on my head, and I suffered from amnesia. I wandered around for months until my memory came back. Then I hurried home to you, dear, so cut me some slack. That's my story. Oh, that's my story. It's hard to believe, but I swear it's the truth. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Must be St. Peter. I don't know you anywhere. You're probably wondering what I was doing all them years way down there. You probably seen me cheat and steal and rob. Well, I hated every minute, but you see, that was my job. It was my bad example that taught others how not to live their life. Now don't try to thank me, Pete. It was a small sacrifice. That's my story. That's my story. It's hard to believe, but I swear it's the truth. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Oh, that's my story. Yes, sirree. That's my story. Yes, sirree. Well, it's hard to believe, but I swear it's the truth. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Thank you. Hi, Winnipeg. This is Greg Brown, and you're listening to both kinds of music. Is that country and western? On the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 on your FM dial.
And now we will begin our descent. Return your seats to upright position. All crooked things must now become unbent and put into original condition. Your safety belt, of course, must be secure. One cannot be too safe in times like these. Stay seated till we reach the terminal door and refrain from any shaking at the knees. As you depart, take all of your regrets, all your guilt, and all of your fears, all you've left undone, your unpaid debts, and please, do not forget your unshed tears. We appreciate your business. Now farewell. We hope you enjoy your stay in hell.
They reach for you alone. Hey, Winnipeg, this is David Olney, and we're putting the tree back into country on CKUW's Twang Trust, 95.9 FM.
Yes, indeed. Ah, the songs of David Olney is what you've been listening to, as rendered by various artists. We'll tell you about them now. That there, that was Afton Wolf. Clearly, I need to learn more about Afton Wolf. That was freaking amazing. One of David Olney's classics there, for sure, Titanic. David himself before that with Sonnet Number 40, an odd little thing. Greg Brown, and That's My Story. We heard Voices on the Water, rendered by the McCrary Sisters and Steve Earle. One time David Olney roommate, covering Sister Angelina. And we started it all off with Deeper Well, probably David's most well-known song. And a very cool arrangement from Lucinda Williams, Can't Steal My Fire, the songs of David Olney. Pick it up on sale for $15 if you can. You'll get quite excited. I speak from, what's the word? I know of what I speak. Anyways, see, you get this old, you forget words. Yeah. Not dead yet here on the Twang Trust. Hey, guess who's got a bluegrass EP coming out tomorrow? No. Guess again. No, it's Son of Dave. That's right. Ben Darville's got a 4-song bluegrass EP available on actual vinyl. Actually, it's Friday. Friday is the official release date for it. It's called 4 Sod Kickers. And it's the Son of Dave hanging out with his favorite Winnipeg bluegrass musicians. And why don't we take a listen to one of those 4 Sod Busters right now? This is a little ditty called I Feel No Pain.
Thinking over what you done to me. The following is a CKUW 95.
Before the rest of the band joins us.
Hey folks, this is Twisty from the D-Rangers. You're listening to the high, lonesome sounds of the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 in Winnipeg.
I almost ran Twisty over on my bike on my way to the station this evening. It's true. There he was, right in the middle of the road. I could have hit him. Fortunately, I veered. And, yeah, the D-Rangers still have their bass player. It's a good thing. We heard the D-Rangers in there from their most recent album called Sketch with Frenchie's Western Roll. Bit of bluegrass there for you tonight on the Twang Trust. Bet your ass it was bluegrass. We also heard Jeffrey Hatcher in the Big Beat there doing Bill Munro's Blue Moon of Kentucky. Bill Munro. That's the way Marty Stewart says it. I always like the way he says it. More of a Elvis take on it there from the Hatchers, but swell indeed. That was recorded in 1987 at the Multipurpose Room at the University of Manitoba in January. It was cold. And I still remember the big lighting structure falling down. And at the top of that set, a cut from the new four-song EP coming out this Friday called Four Sod Kickers from Son of Dave. We heard I Feel No Pain. Yeah. So, let's see. Oh, look, this thing's gotten away from me. Let's see. Let's get back on track here. We're coming up on the end of the Twang Trust. It's now time. It's time now on the Twang Trust to rock. We'll be right back. Did you survive that one? Did you survive that set? Whew. Australia. That's where all that stuff came from. Yeah. That was brand new from The Gnomes, Magic Man. We also heard Be My Guru from the Hoodoo Gurus. That was the lone oldie in the set. And more new music there. The Grogans, who you might have seen at the Folk Festival. Was it last year? Is it last year already? I think it was. I Cannot Read Your Mind from their album Find Me a Cloud. And at the top of that set, a band called Headsend and their number Doo-Doo. Doo-Doo. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Doo-doo. From their Angel Glands EP. Whew, that took it out of me, man. Oh, man. That's it. Twang Trust. It's over, kids. Just about. Stay tuned for Sane coming up here next. Oddities, curiosities. You never know what you're going to get with Sane. Phoebe Bridgers. Have you been paying attention? She's on this crazy kamikaze sneak attack tour. Tickets. The show is announced the day it happens. The box office opens at noon, and then the show is that night. And, yeah, and you got to be in line to get a wristband, and you can't transfer it, and it's like that. And she's doing new stuff, and, wow, pretty much just sticking to the southern states at the moment, sort of the southwest area. And I don't know, but can Winnipeg be far behind? Yes, it can be very, very far behind. But it's still 24 degrees, like we said, summer by the looks of things. If you check the weather forecast, this is pretty much it. Today was summer. So I hope you enjoyed it. Here's something from Phoebe.
Hey, Phoebe, this is Papa. I missed your birthday yesterday. I'm sorry. Chris was supposed to remind me, but we got too busy working and everything. But I remembered today. So happy birthday, and I love you. Give me a call. Okay. Love everybody. Bye.
Summer's ends around the bend, just flying. Swimming suits